So, as we always do, to begin our Friday Media Roundtables here at KLW, let's try to start off on a positive note and give a kudos to a reporter or a news organization who did a good job this week. David, what's at the top of your list? What did you see this week in journalism that you admired?
Well, in my hometown newspaper, the Santa Cruz Sentinel, they have a very good reporter on culture named Will Blaine, and he has a piece about a 79-year-old retired professor at Cabrillo College in Aptos near Santa Cruz, who, along with other parents, have bought some several acres of land in Santa Cruz to create a community for disabled children who are now adults, including his 23-year-old son who has cerebral palsy. And on one level, this is a wonderful story about people working to come up with a solution to a problem, namely this kid is going to seriously outlive his father. But it also draws attention to the immoral sick care and disability systems we have in America that say if you're unlucky, if you end up, for example, being someone who has cerebral palsy, we're not going to take care of you. And this is an issue that politicians have done their absolute best to ignore. And I think this story puts some light on and should make us think about how our moral conduct as a nation is reflected in the way we care for the least among us.
David, could you just remind us, we'll of course put a link to this on our website, but what was the reporter and what was the news organization?
It's I've sent you the link. It's Wallace Bain, B-A-I-N-E, who writes about books and culture and things for the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
Very good.
And the story ran on Wednesday.
Okay, very good. And John, who I should say with full disclosure is my colleague at The Nation magazine, very good to be on the air with you, John. What did you see this week, if anything, that you admired?
I always see a lot that I admire, and David's story sounds great. And also, what an honor to be on with my able colleague who knows as much about media as anybody I know. My story, I've got two of them, and I'll do them quickly. First off is I had to flee the United States for hopeful news. And so I found in my great hero, Fintan O'Toole, the wonderful cultural and political columnist for the Irish Times in Dublin. Ireland just had a big election, and they were voting on a whole host of issues, including austerity, the blaming of the poor for the problems created by the rich. And in the election, they kind of ripped up everything. It was a very volatile, very chaotic election that produced relatively uncertain results, and it may sound familiar. And Fintan wrote this fabulous article, Six Reasons to Take Pride in General Election 2016. And then the subhead was, We Are Not Racist, Stupid, Greedy, Lacking in Moral Direction, Guilt-Ridden, or Chicken. And he went down all the reasons why in Ireland's very chaotic election, they actually confronted big issues, they raised small parties up, they challenged the establishment and elites. And he saw in the chaos hope for his country. It's a beautifully written article, as all of his are, and I highly recommend it. Again, it's Fintan O'Toole at the Irish Times. The piece appeared. It appears actually to I think it was on Tuesday, March 1.
Okay, good.
The other one I just want to cite quickly is coming back to the domestic side, and that's from the Denver Post, and their political writers John Murray and John Frank. A couple days after the Colorado caucuses on Super Tuesday, which were won overwhelmingly by Bernie Sanders. He got about 60% of the vote to 40% for Hillary Clinton. They had an article headlined, Bernie Sanders may not have won Colorado after all. And then the subhead is, Sanders easily wins popular vote across most of state, but delegate count may mean a tie. And they actually detail what I think is one of the great crises of the political process in America. Both parties are mangling this primary and caucus process. But one of the real problems on the Democratic side, which is that when a state votes overwhelmingly for a candidate, that doesn't necessarily mean that candidate gets most of the delegates. In fact, it is possible, because of superdelegates and also a lot of other kind of tricks, turns, and twists, Hillary Clinton might get the majority of delegates from Colorado. And I thought that these two reporters for the Denver Post did a really able and thoughtful job, very easy job, of explaining a lot of the machinations and how it all works. I just think it's a great kind of inside politics story.
Terrific. Thank you, John. And so we're going to have links to all three of those stories on our website here. And let's